Hey guys, it's your girl Salisha, and today I'm going to go over with you guys with the topics about this channel and everything. We're going to talk about, discuss, maybe some interviews if I do got some people to talk to, hopefully. So there is so much topics I want to talk about. You guys can request topics too. I'm sure you guys could go through my YouTube stuff, and you could always comment through, you know, options or whatever you guys want to do. You guys can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. More likely to hit me up on Twitter, because I'll be on Twitter to be answering questions. And yeah, so number one, I feel like I want to be more creative with podcasts, because most podcasts are really freaking boring. If you don't know what I'm talking about, man, just try to listen to one podcast from all celebrities and all, you know, YouTubers, and they be so boring, and you just be listening to it and just talking. But you want something interesting instead of the ratings, instead of going on YouTube to find the right information. I mean, there's some YouTubers out there that explain interesting stuff about what's going on in the world and social media and everything, but there's not really a podcast that explains what's going on. And like, there's no different types of, you know, categories, you know, just all like talking, blah, 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 blah. You want something that's more different and creative? That's where I'm here, and I'm going to be talking about everything. And I'm going to be talking about the world, the social media, how we treat each other, YouTube, everything that you guys want me to talk about. You guys could tell me, and I'll be talking about it instead of me just talking about what I want to talk about, and you guys are just bored of it. You guys get to choose what I'm going to talk about. And yeah. So, let's start with social media. I'm not sure if there's a social media podcast, but we could discuss and talk about social media. And I know everybody out there has at least social media. Like, there is probably like 10% people that don't have social media, but I'm pretty sure that they own at least one social media out there. So we're talking about Facebook. Facebook is the most known social media out there. It's a blog where people talk about everything on there, you know, their life story. It's like their diary. But you see, if there is something bad that goes on, Facebook is there. People would record, talk a lot of shit on there, and make your life a living hell. And especially when you're bullying, everybody has Facebook. So, you know, it's not a good thing to be on Facebook if everybody knows you. If you're a popular person, hey, everybody's gonna add you on Facebook. It's just like, yeah, let me go on Facebook and add this person and humiliate them. And then, you know, people could just add you from wherever, and then they could get all the deets that you post up. And I mean, if you're really cautious, just don't post up certain things, you know, especially Facebook, because people could screenshot, and you can't really tell when a person screenshots messages, your posts, and your pictures. Facebook is sort of dangerous in a way, but if you use it the right way, it won't be as dangerous as you may think it is. Next up to Instagram. Instagram is more like kind of like Facebook, but instead of all these posts, everybody's news feeds and everything all mixed up, this is like mostly pictures and where people vlog about their day sometimes, like their little story. Mostly like Snapchat, but the stories are on top. And you could post your story, you could go live, just like Facebook. You could take pictures with filters. You could post a lot of pictures and follow people back and just look about how their albums, basically like a photo album where people just post a whole bunch of pictures, and you could like, comment, you know, whatever, add, follow and talk to them all you want. Instagram is, I mean, it's okay, you know, it's perfect for pictures and about that, you know, like for drama wise, I wouldn't say it's okay, because drama is not okay. Instagram is Instagram. Okay, if you're an Instagram lover like me, then you know how it is. It's interesting when you go in deep to other people's profiles. It's just like you click all you do is clicking and scrolling, and I don't know, you could click someone's profile and boom, there's another person. Let me tap on their profile. Ooh, let's follow them. Boom, you go to the comments section and there's drama on there, especially when you go to like celebrities comments. It's just like, wow, people be fighting over the most stupidest thing, and I'm just there like, but the picture is pretty, and I don't know why people just hating on each other. Like, what are you talking about? And you could get lost on Instagram. It's really cool because all you be doing is clicking and scrolling and looking at other people's pictures, and then boom, you just start double tapping the picture from friggin 2017 or way out from 2014, and they start following you back, and you're just like, I don't know you, and I click your picture by mistake. But I wasn't ready to click your picture. I just want to check who you are, if I do know you. I mean, we could get to know each other, but you know what I mean. Instagram could be really dangerous because you could click any picture from the past, and then that person could be like, oh, I got an Instagram stalker. Moving on with Snapchat. Snapchat is one of my favorite social medias because, one, screenshotting. You could tell when someone screenshots your stories and screenshots the conversation. So there's no privacy right there. You will know when that person is screenshotting that story or that conversation. So you know they won't get, they won't, you know, they can't get caught with Facebook, Instagram, and all that. They can't get caught. But with Snapchat, they can. Also, Snapchat is really cool. Get to look at people's stories. There's filters, really cool filters. You could look at, instead of your friend's stories, you could look at, like, there's some quizzes if you keep on, if you go on the Discover section, there's, like, celebrity stories about, there's news, there's politics, there's celebrity magazines. Oh, it's so interesting because there's more than just posting a story and talking to your friends on Snapchat. There is many things you could do on Snapchat, not just talk to your friends. You could also look into the stories. People post up a lot of stuff, especially on the Discover section, where there's quizzes about food and, like, a lot of stuff, if you know what I mean. And yeah, moving on to Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in a minute. I go on Twitter, but you know, I'm not on Twitter like that, how I am with Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. More like, Twitter is just like a perfect app to go on when there is trending moments and you want to find out all the teas, and that's what the perfect teas, drama and everything. Twitter is just a drama feed. And it's perfect for teas because when you want to find out all the proof and everything, Twitter's there. People will post up a lot of pictures and quotes and everything and memes, and you just don't have any receipts, so you go to Twitter and Twitter has all that, and you could just post it up and you could prove yourself because you have the receipts, and Twitter's there. If you don't have receipts, just go on Twitter, follow people. Yeah, Twitter's really good for receipts. So if you don't have no proof or anything, just go on Twitter and you could prove yourself in a good way or bad way, but don't do it. Twitter is meant to communicate, and, you know, but if you want to get into the teas, then hey, go on Twitter. YouTube. Okay, well, YouTube is YouTube. Okay, you have two. You are a YouTuber or you're a fan. That's how it is. If you're a fan, you'll be watching videos, subscribe, comment, like. And there's sometimes drama on YouTube, you know. Other YouTubers would, like, rant on each other and diss track and all that. And all, you know, just, like, the amount of views and the subscribers and everybody's just ranting over. And I'm just there because this is just tea. There's tea everywhere, you know. Like, good or bad tea, you know. Yeah, so, like, it's really interesting because people won't know who you are unless you're an anonymous person liking their shit and comment on their shit. Oh, obviously, with Google, you could tell who's comment because it lets you know who comment on your video. But YouTube is really, there's a lot of contents and everything on there. It's really fun. It's way better than watching TV where you, there's no commercial. I mean, there's ads at the beginning. Sometimes they could put in the middle, depending on the YouTuber, where they put ads in the middle of the video and just like, I'm trying to watch you and there's fucking ads in the middle. Like, sometimes, but you could skip for 5 seconds because some ads are like 29 seconds long. Or there's some ads in the beginning that you have to wait for it to go away. And you're just like, fuck you mean? Yeah, so there is a lot of content on YouTube and it's really interesting because you learn about other people, you know. It's not just YouTube because of this and that. There is so much content out there that people don't know about and you could learn from, other than, you know, other stuff that people mostly learn about. There is more to it than YouTube. And as a YouTuber, I'm a YouTuber. I'm a small YouTuber. I'm not a big YouTuber. Hoping to be and becoming successful on YouTube. And, you know, vlog. I want to learn more about vlogging because vlogging is really hard to do when you're in public places. And I've done vlogging 3 times, I believe. Yeah. And it's really hard to vlog by yourself. If you're with a friend, it'll probably be less, you know, painful in the ass. Because you have this nerve wrack when you're by yourself with a camera. And you're talking to the camera. And there is so much people. Especially if you have anxiety like me. I look at my camera and then I look back and I'm just like, okay, so there's everyone staring at me and I'm just trying to talk about my day with you guys. And it's so awkward because I'm talking to the camera and the whole world's behind me looking at me. And just like, let me just show you. And some stores be tripping because you're not allowed to record and they think you're, you know, recording the whole store. Like, no, listen, I'm a vlogger. I'll let you know what I do. I'm not doing anything bad. I'm just talking about my day and pretty much that's it. And yeah, vlogging is a difficult process, but if you get used to vlogging, then hey, this should be no problem. You could just literally walk out the store and just, you know, you could go to the grocery store and vlog and just be like, yeah, I'm buying this. You know, some vloggings don't have to be long. It could be like at least 10 minutes long because some YouTubers put it so long and you're just there like, oh my god, it's so long. Like, get to the point, because some YouTubers, the title is just like, okay, so interesting, and then sometimes they clickbait and you're just like, okay, just wasted 30 minutes of your vlog. Like, nah, I'm trying to get to the point where you describe and what happened, you know. And pranks, we all know pranks be fake. I want to do a prank that is not fake and that is not planned out.